Good Monday. Today is November the 3rd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time today and talk about different soybean diseases and some new fungicides that are out on the market. Also, take a look at that winter wheat that has been planted, especially the wheat that hasn't germinated yet, and some advice from a state specialist. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Aubrey Brown. Aubrey is a technical marketing manager for BASF Agricultural Solutions. Aubrey, soybeans, the topic of the day, and soybean diseases, one we frequently see around the Buckeye State, is white mold. And BASF AgriSolutions has come up with a new product, Zorina fungicide. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Zorina is a multi-mode of action product slated for white mold control, but you also get long-lasting residual activity against foliar diseases such as frog eye leaf spot and septoria brown spot. White mold is a key yield-limiting above-ground disease for our soybean acres, but products on the market to date before Zorina fungicide weren't the right solution. With Zorina, this multi-mode of action product is going to give you comprehensive white mold control that's going to lead to long-lasting yield protection on your farm.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, timing of fungicide application is always important too. And typically in this part of the country, we think a lot of times that R3 growth stage is when we want to target most applications for disease. But when it comes to white mold, that's a little bit different. What's the target window or growth stage for Zorina fungicide to be applied?
Fungicides have to be applied to treat their specific target disease. White mold is caused by Sclerotinia sclerotiorum, and that pathogen enters into the soybean host when it is in bloom. Our soybean plants are in bloom at the R2 timing. You have to make a Zorina fungicide application at that R2 timing so that you can treat and control white mold before it enters into your host. But with our product, Zorina, it is formulated for long-lasting residual activity, so you'll get carry-through control of foliar diseases such as frog eye leaf spot and septoria brown spot. That's why your later applications are typically made at that R3 timing, is because they are aimed at controlling foliar diseases such as FLS and septoria brown spot. With Zorina, you get comprehensive coverage of white mold with that timely application at R2, and you also get the long-lasting control against your foliar diseases. The combination of Zorina's multi-mode of action spectrum leads to comprehensive soybean disease control.
Aubrey, 2025 was a year that seemed like it had relatively low disease pressure, white mold or otherwise, across much of Ohio as we had really dry conditions. But that's not going to be the case every year, especially in those fields that have a history of white mold, true?
Yeah, the white mold pathogen has a long-lasting activity in the soil. It produces resting structures that can stay in your soil up to 8 years, and especially in no-till systems. The apothecia, which is your spore-forming structures which lead to disease spread, only come out under the right environmental conditions, which are cooler temperatures and increased moisture. So if we didn't have a lot of moisture in 2025, that doesn't mean the white mold isn't present in our field anymore. It just means it's waiting for the right opportunity. That's why we need to make sure we are applying a fungicide in a timely manner so that you can get control of white mold. And even if you don't have a disease outbreak, Zorina fungicide is going to offer positive benefits that are going to lead to increased yield performance. So having that proactive mindset really helps you optimize your on-farm consistency and profitability.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and I think should put a lot of growers' minds at ease knowing that even though they're making that earlier application, as you said, that will carry through with a longer residual activity and protect that crop. If folks want to learn more about Zorina fungicide, how can they do that?
Reach out to your local BASF representative to learn more not only about Zorina fungicide, but our whole portfolio of crop protection products such as herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides. We'll make sure that you get the right product for every acre.
Again, my guest today has been Aubrey Brown. She's a technical marketing manager for BASF Agricultural Solutions. Aubrey, thanks so much for your time today.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Joining me today is Dr. Laura Lindsay. Dr. Lindsay is OSU Extension soybean and small grain specialist. And Laura, we want to talk about those small grains, as in parts of the Buckeye State, it is extremely dry. And unfortunately, that extreme drought seems to fall over a primary wheat growing portion of the state. I know talking to some farmers, their wheat was planted over a month ago, and it's still setting dry. It hasn't germinated yet just because of those extreme drought conditions. Any thoughts on that and maybe what they should be looking at moving forward?
Sure, yes. It's extremely unfortunate having these dry conditions in Northwest Ohio. We've done a lot of planting date research in Northwest Ohio. Not the same as it's too dry, but it's similar in the sense that germination and emergence is later than what we would expect. And when we've planted in Northwest Ohio the end of November, the first week of November, there very much is a yield penalty compared to that timely planting around that Hessian fly free date. But it's not quite as large as maybe what we would think in the past. There's some variability, but over the past 4 years, there's been about a 10 bushel per acre yield penalty when we planted the first week of November compared to that fly-free date.
Now, I know the discussion has been out there, especially as planting was getting later. Do you plant shallow to hope to capture a little bit of moisture to get it germinated? Do you plant deep just so you avoid some of the concerns of heaving in the winter months? What are some of your thoughts on that?
Yes. Those are all great considerations, and I think trade-offs that are extremely important. If it's shallower, there may be moisture, but heaving can be problematic. But planting into dry soil deeper can also be problematic. It's, I think, unfortunate either way, potentially. We haven't looked at reducing yield penalties by varying seeding depth, but we've looked a lot at seeding rate. And so it's too late now, but when you're planting into dry conditions and you expect emergence to be later, or you just have delayed planting in general, bumping up your seeding rate can be really important to help mitigate those yield losses. And one thing that we've looked at recently is how to adjust your spring nitrogen application rate based on when you plant. So there could be some adjustments potentially going into spring, but we'll have to see how the wheat makes it through the winter and what it looks like at green up.
Well, the good news is typically as we get later into the fall and into the winter months, the moisture tends to increase a little bit too. So that rain should eventually be coming for guys that got seed in the ground. And hopefully, so long as we don't have too harsh of a winter, that is able to get germinated, get established. And then, like you said, an opportunity maybe to plus up a little bit on the fertility there in the spring and still have a good wheat crop coming out of it on the other side.
Yep, absolutely. And spring's a great time to evaluate it. You know, this fall, we can't do a whole lot right now, but come spring, it's a great time to evaluate wheat and make those decisions.
Great. My guest again today, Dr. Laura Lindsay, OSU Extension soybean and small grain specialist. Laura, thanks so much for your time today.
Yep, thank you.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.